There was a fellow who, from a member of organized crime, who was on trial for murder. And the crime family managed to get a hold of one of the jurors, and they offered him $200,000 if he would hold out for a verdict of manslaughter. And he agreed. The trial was over, and the jury deliberation took 3 weeks. And finally, the verdict was manslaughter. And when the crime figures came to him to give him his $200,000, he said, "You know, I really worked for that. The other 11 jurors wanted to acquit him." As we come to the end of a church year, we are reminded of Christ's judgment as King. And that judgment is always infallible and not like human justice, which can certainly go astray. We often think of kings in terms of absolute power. As Jesus says elsewhere in the gospel, the great ones among the Gentiles make their authority felt. Human kings are often ruthless. They grind their opponents to nothing. But Ezekiel's vision of the king is as a shepherd, caring for his sheep, rescuing them, feeding them, giving them rest, because he loves them. He seeks out the strayed. He heals the injured, shepherds them rightly, judging rightly between them. Paul tells the Corinthians of Jesus' death and resurrection, through which we may come to life, that we may be raised up to live eternal life, even here in this world. He speaks of Jesus handing over the kingdom to the Father, destroying even death itself. Finally, we hear the gospel of the Last Judgment, final, irrevocable judgment. And we also have the standard of judgment. As a child, I thought that it was unfair to those who were on the left because they said they didn't know. But in fact, they did know. The gospel has been preached for 2,000 years throughout the world. And even those who have not heard the gospel, who have been members of other religions, even they had the same basic premise of do unto others as God would do unto you. And we have had that law of charity put in our hearts. And the gospel reminds us that it's not enough to say, "I believe." It's not enough to have faith, but rather you must put that faith into action. Charity is not an option. Each of us is called to love in action, to love even those we don't think are worthy of love. And the gospel speaks of very concrete ways of showing that love, what we call the corporal works of mercy. But it's not just that. We are to live the spirit of the works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy as well. I think that at the judgment, Jesus will not just say, "I was hungry or thirsty," but he will say, "I was afraid and you comforted me. I was alone and you became my companion. I was confused and you explained things. I was lost and you found me and brought me home. I was angry and you helped me find peace and reconciliation." Jesus is our shepherd. He is also our King, who calls us to give an account at the end of our lives for how we have lived faith in charity. Let us ask his forgiveness, first of all, for the times that we have failed to be charitable as we could. And we know that he will forgive if we seek his forgiveness. Let us continue to seek his grace that we may live truly as believers, that we may truly see our neighbors in need, and that we may again, by God's grace, for there is no other way, that we may seek to provide what our neighbors need, because in providing for them, we provide for Jesus himself as well.